11 minutes now before 7, before 8 in the piece in Fort Nelson. You're listening to us in Smithers 97.5 FM, where there's a new voice on the media landscape. CulturallyModified.org is a new Smithers-based online magazine. It began churning out content this month, and it strives to bring a journalistic touch to cultural resource management, among other issues. Rick Boudlois is the founder of CulturallyModified.org. He's also the principal for Crossroads Cultural Resource Management in Smithers, and it's in Smithers that we've reached Rick this morning. Hello, Rick.
Good morning.
I'm just looking at your magazine. For those who haven't seen it, can you describe it?
Sure. Basically what we've done is we've answered a need in our industry and just in the cultural business and people business in general. It's a quarterly online publication, and what we're doing is our plan is to share research stories and experience about cultural resources, both physical and intangible. And
what do you mean by cultural resources, if I might interrupt?
No, please. Cultural resources. So our industry is cultural resource management. We study anything that impacts people. And that can range from archaeology to, stories or music or people's connection to the landscape, religion. It could be anything that has to do with people, and we study it. And what we found out there was that there wasn't really a medium or a forum for discussion on these topics because it's an extremely diverse and wide-ranging field.
And looking at the online publication, there are stories about headstone pulling, totem pole carving, and more in-depth journalism about how to cover long-term stories, for instance, missing and murdered women. So how do you go about selecting these stories when you want to have a dialogue, as you say, about culture?
Yeah, that's a good question. We will have no shortage of material, that's for sure. So a quarterly publication, we're trying to make it around the seasonal round, which is the different seasons for us, but for Indigenous people, it's how they connect and use the landscape in the different seasons as well. So we'll have different themes. And so this theme was on witnessing. Our next theme, the plan is to be on worldviews, and that'll help us choose some of the content. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. The magazine also, I can't help but make comparisons to Northward magazine, also based out of Smithers. Is there room for two magazines of this type?
Definitely. I think Northward has a very different, focus, and, while both community driven, we're focusing in on the culture and the people aspect of it, and we move much more beyond resource management. Again, it really has anything to do with people. We're trying to appeal not only to professionals but academics, anyone with an interest in culture. By it being multimedia and online, we can use audio interviews and videos, and that makes it more accessible as well as able to reach remote areas. So there are some pretty big differences between Northward and Culturally Modified.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there's an audio component, there's regular written essays, there's also photo essays, but in this world, it's a pretty competitive area to be in publications. How are you going to get yourself known beyond Northern BC?
Well, this is our initial publication, and, you know, what we found is we're sort of valuing equal value placed on education, wisdom, and life experience. Our society tends to put a lot of emphasis on education and letters and that sort of thing. I think that takes us a little further and a wider audience, so hopefully we can appeal to a wider area. And the fact that our initial inaugural publication already has a national presence, we have contributions from all over the country, that's bodes very well for us.
And locally, what are people saying?
Oh, it's been great feedback. I mean, like I said, this has been a response to feedback. So, once we've filled it, it's been wonderful, and, it's been nothing but positive. We're really, really looking forward to this ongoing conversation. It's everything we could have hoped for, and we hope that, it'll help, some people continue that dialogue on cultural resource management.
Looking forward to the next edition. Rick Boudreau, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rick Boudreau is the principal owner of Crossroads Cultural Resource Management. We reached him in Smithers. Once again, you can take a look at the magazine. It's at culturallymodified.org. You can also follow them on Facebook. That is facebook.com. And we'd like to know about what issues you think are undercovered or underreported in northern BC. Send us an email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or call us up on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932.